Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and welcome into the show as we are live from Radio Row. We will be here for the next 4 days, and we have a lot of terrific content planned for you. Our presenting sponsor, Rally House, your home for officially licensed NFL gear, your city, your house, Rally House. And we will have a number of people sitting down on the hot seat, A number one air, the heating, electric, and plumbing pros hot seat. Okay, I messed that read up. I'll get a lot better at it throughout the day. How the hell are you guys doing? Welcome to Radio Row with the Super Bowl. How the heck are you?
Thank you, Dawson. It's been fantastic so far. We're rubbing shoulders. We are schmoozing. We are apparently getting in the sleep number bed. I will have that picture revealed for you momentarily on the Twitters. Dapped up with Chris Sims earlier. So it's a bit of a who's who right now. I saw Mad Dog Russo. And
is
it's just
sleeping Carrot Top behind us right now.
Carrot Top is 7 feet behind Walchuk. He's slightly more jacked than I was anticipating.
He is ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's shredded. Shredded carrots.
He's yeah. Aged poorly
very poorly.
Yeah, very poorly. I think he has to manufacture the orange in his hair now. I don't think it's just
not natural.
I don't think that's God made at this point.
Okay.
And that's probably due to the poor aging process that Walchuk was speaking about.
Well,
you mean drug use?
Celebrities are everywhere.
Hey,
Botox.
You said
I don't want to talk too loud. You know, it's Carrot Top. It's a comedic person.
I feel like
everything is
safe. I think I'd love to have him on. Maybe I can get him over here. But I was nervous to jump into that sleep number bed. Shout out to Eric for really pushing me to do that.
Just gave him the pep talk he needed, man. That's what friends are for.
Okay, so we are off and we are rocking and rolling, and so much sports is going on. You heard right, coming up at 2:20, this is a good story here, or 2:30, Alex Singleton. He played with the Eagles for the first 3 years, played last year with Denver, so we'll get his thoughts on, you know, this Eagles defense and his thoughts for free agency. We'll have a little football conversation with linebacker Alex Singleton, Mr. 162 tackles, coming up here in about 30 minutes. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:20 then, so that'll be a little bit early today. But, yeah, you know, Mavs without Luka and without Kyrie Irving for now, although Kyrie practicing and expected to play tomorrow against the Clippers, they beat the Jazz, and Hardy and Green had 29 points, a very efficient 29 points, both shot over 50%. That was great. But, you know, by far the bigger story is what Jason Kidd and Mark Cuban are saying about the addition of Kyrie Irving, and the fact that we have learned that Luka Doncic is excited to get Kyrie Irving. The embrace from their last matchup with the Nets, where post-game Luka goes up and gives him a big hug and you can see him talking back and forth, that video is going viral. Maybe they'd been planning on this. Maybe they had wanted this. But, you know, whatever the case, Jason Kidd and Mark Cuban are very optimistic about the potential that this team has together. Is that misplaced? Is their confidence misplaced, or is it accurate? Mark Cuban, they are the two players in the NBA that are most able to get anywhere they want. They can create their own shot and finish every which way. That should make us incredibly potent on the offensive end. And, you know, Jason Kidd talking about this puts them in a position to win the championship. I think there's a chance that they are really, really good, but I need to see something over the next 2 days, guys. They're going to need to get better defensively and rebounding. I don't think they have enough of that in-house, so I need one more move.
Yeah, I think we all do. We all need the moves here. You feel better about your championship opportunity with these two stars that you have, now adding Kyrie to the mix here next to Luka, but it's still not a championship team at this point. And hopefully you get Josh Green continuing to grow. I don't know if they will allow for Hardy to grow, but you can see there is something there that we're excited about for the future. How much does he help you this year? Probably not a ton. But you need some defense on the wing. You need another backup big. Can you give me both of those? Now we can talk championship parades.
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. Denver's really good, and I think in the regular season they're playing the best basketball. Will they stay healthy? We don't know. Will Golden State get healthy? We don't know. But even if they do, you know, I think the Mavs are pretty close. So the right big man, the right perimeter defender, like right now you're going to have to play Bertans and Tim Hardaway Jr. way too much in your rotation. A championship rotation can't feature those guys for significant minutes.
Yeah, and you might be into this situation where once the trade deadline comes and goes, you'll have some buyouts. And that might be something we can talk about a little bit later.
Nice.
But you might have the opportunity where even if you don't trade for somebody, you'll get some of these veteran guys like a Serge Ibaka is somebody that I've seen that's named as could be a buyout candidate. And you might be able to get into the buyout market as well.
Broadus, what are your peeps saying? Are we really contending here?
Yeah, they think they are. I mean, they knew that if they didn't make a move, they had no shot.
Yeah.
So that's why they, you know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. They believe just kind of swinging for the fences here and seeing what they can get out of it. It's, hey, you know, it's not not often do you get the opportunity to add a big-time piece. I don't think the Mavericks gave up particularly a lot to attain that. You know, they're not going to get this player on a normal situation if there's not the baggage and stuff that comes along with them. But they knew they had to do something, and they made it try and happen yesterday.
214, that Mavs team last night looked like they were playing with some extra excitement. That happens after a trade. It does something to the energy in a locker room, in a clubhouse. Like, a guy got moved, and I don't know why, but it so often happens that the remaining guys play way over their head. Oftentimes just for one game, sometimes for a couple of games. But I wouldn't expect, like, Hardy and Green to sustain that kind of level. I'm excited about Hardy. I think he's got a lot of work to do to polish his game, and I think God Sham God, their dribbling expert coach, is going to really get him squared away so he can tighten that game up. It's still a little sloppy, but you saw last night he can score the hell out of the basketball.
Oh, he sure can. Yeah. Offensively, he's a blast to watch. But to me, I mean, Hardy, and Mike talked about that, he's not sure about how many minutes he'll get when Kyrie starts to play and you start to see him and Luka and how that ends up going. But it's really all about Josh Green for me.
Yeah.
Like, seeing him have 29, like, Hardy's awesome. But Josh Green, I think, is a guy that we talk about this team making a playoff run. Yeah. Josh Green's going to be a legit contributor. We'll see how much minutes they give, how many minutes they'll give to Hardy. Josh Green's going to have to be, I think, an impact type of player for you now that you've given up a Dorian Finney-Smith and a Spencer Dinwiddie. You're going to need to get big minutes from him in the postseason. And he's a guy that it just seems like every single month we're seeing growth. He's becoming more reliable. Clutch time, he's starting. Like, the minute moments are not too big for Josh Green anymore. It used to be, I don't know that you can trust him. He's earned that trust with Jason Kidd.
Absolutely.
He's talked about that now in post games.
When he didn't play for his country last year, he wanted to work on his game. He is like exhibit A for what that can do for you, because I'm hoping for a jump like that from Jaden Hardy. I think Josh Green is about to have a major breakout party now and through the playoffs, because he's the kind of guy that has the elite athleticism and now knows what to do with it.
Yeah, you can see the confidence is there. The three ball, and that's really all we really wanted from him. He's giving us the cherry on top of being a better finisher at the rim, much better than he was in college, which is hugely helpful. We know about the defense, the energy that he provides. But I love this quote from Josh Green via Callie Kaplan in regards to the Kyrie trade. How did you find out about this, Josh Green? He says, I don't have Twitter, so I had no idea. I was in the shower, and I came out to like 20 text messages, and I'm like, oh, I'm done. Like, I'm traded. Like, when he heard Kyrie was coming to town, he's going, oh, I had to have been a part of that one. I'm gone. So that's why he dominated last night. He was re-energized. Like, bro, I'm here to stay.
Yeah.
And
they like me.
Yeah, they actually like me now, and I'm going to get some minutes. Let's go play. Oh, and by the way, Luka's not here to dribble up the ball all the time tonight. Let me go show out in a big way.
And it was finally good to see them. Hey, everyone's doubting us. Everyone's saying, hey, we can't win without Luka. We're already shorthanded.
They were
0-7.
0-7,
but now you're even more shorthanded.
Yeah.
You don't have Dinwiddie, who'd been your best player
absolutely.
Without him. You don't have Dodo.
Yeah.
This team, there's no way they're going to be able to beat Utah in a hostile environment. So here you go. You go ahead and get a big win.
Yeah.
And Josh Green said, we took that upon ourselves. Everybody doubted us. Nobody thought we'd be able to win this game. We know what we have as a team, and we have a strong team. 1-15, and they came out and they performed. That might have been one of the better wins without your best player that the Mavericks have had all year long when you look back at it, because now I think you have a lot of core belief in that roster. I don't know. I don't want to overstate it necessarily. It's one game in 82. But what you're able to see from your youth, I think, is super exciting from the future.
Talking to guys last night after the game when we got back to the hotel, you know, sending out congratulations texts, they're like, hey, what do you think about that? You know, I mean, that was one of those, what do you think about that, LOL,
right?
You know, kind of moments where they're like, they weren't expecting to go into Utah and win this game.
Right.
But I'll tell you what I like about Josh Green, and we saw it the other night when they played New Orleans. Brandon Ingram, those last couple of shots that New Orleans took to try and get back in the game. Josh Green is there defending. Josh Green is up on Ingram. He's making plays. He's making him have to adjust his shots. That's what you're going to have. If you're not going to be good enough on defense, guys like Josh Green have got to get up there, you know, slap the floor, whatever you have to do, and go play some defense.
He was plus 39.
Wow.
His plus minus plus 39 last night was Josh Green.
He's a full-on awesome player. You know, I thought they had swung and missed on a 3-and-D guy who wasn't even a great shooter, but he's got a full skill set. The dribbling, the passing, the awareness, and the on-the-ball defense is just incredible. So I'm going to predict 3 All-Star games in Josh Green's career. Is that too high for you?
Ooh, I like that. The over-under set at 2.5. Dawson's taking the over. I will go ahead and take the under, but that is in no disrespect to Josh Green.
Yeah, we're going to have to win a lot of games.
Going to have to win a lot of games. Probably need a couple of injuries that year in the West.
Yeah.
Slide Josh Green right in.
I remember talking to Carlisle about him. Carlisle just loved his toughness. You know, he goes, hey, there's a lot of things that we're going to have to work on with this kid, but the toughness, the want to, the desire and all that, it's all there. We just got to make him the player.
Actually, I'm going to take it back. I'm going with the over. Okay. He's Australian. He's going to have the entire country or continent.
Both.
Both. Okay. Yes. Nailed it. Voting for him, dude.
Didn't skip class.
It's like if Walchuk was playing for the Mavs. All of South Africa would be going hard in the paint for get this guy to the dang Pro Bowl.
The South Africans would all be
our All-Star game.
Yes.
I said Pro Bowl because he's a football guy.
I'm a football guy.
Hey. We're at Radio Row right now.
We're here at the Super Bowl. Look around right now, guys. I am overwhelmed.
This room right now, per capita, has the most plumber's cracks going on. I will say that.
I think mine is
just
showing.
Just a lot of sweaty dudes showing plumber cracks.
A lot of broadcasting
cracks.
Okay, who's the most famous former football player you've seen so far? It's not Solomon Wilcots.
Oh, is it Pat McAfee? Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee.
He's
probably more known
for
Kerwin.
Chris Sims, Ryan Leaf. I mean, if you talk about guys that were
Broadus was smoking on that Ryan Leaf.
LeGarrette Blount, who was on with our station, 2-time Super Bowl champ.
Walchuk was smoking on that LeGarrette Blount.
Damn right I was.
No, I saw A.J. Hawk earlier, and that got me fired
up. He's with McAfee. Was he smoking a stogie?
He had the stogie in his mouth, but it didn't seem like it was lit. It's
probably can't smoke in here.
It's A.J. Hawk.
I do kind of want to push the boundaries. What can we get away with in here?
Smoking?
Just in general, life.
Well, we're going to have to do some bet payoffs this
week. Was I nervous about jumping into that bet? Yeah, I was, but nobody said a darn thing. Now I feel invincible.
Yeah, Walchuk's an alpha now. He went ahead and got in that Sleep Number bed. He wanted to feel as close to Dak as possible, and Walchuk's ready to throw 2 interceptions tomorrow.
Wow, you guys are on a roll. I love this. Great Super Bowl Radio Row energy. We're off and running. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie on the story that internally – some people might not be convinced that Jalen Hurts is their quarterback of the future.
Here we go.
I think this is great news for the Cowboys. What we want is for them to give Jalen Hurts a contract for $45 million a year this offseason.
Yes.
They have 3 of the top 15 free agents. I think they have 11 picks in the first 3 rounds over the next 3 years. So they're loaded with picks. We really need a salary cap anchor to hit the Philadelphia Eagles. What's Jeffrey Lurie have to say about this? I don't think he has anything to prove, said Jeff. He's an MVP caliber quarterback. Lock him up. An incredible leader of the team on and off the field. He's 24, incredibly mature, and most importantly, driven to be even better. So it sounds like he is sold, although you can't take that to the bank that means he's going to get a deal. You could see Lurie working just like the Joneses were working last week. Oh, yeah, we want Zeke back. We want Tyron back. Everybody is great. You don't want to present any negativity on Super Bowl week. Do you think that's how Lurie really feels, Brian? You used to work for the
No, absolutely. And I owe a lot to Jeff Lurie for giving me the opportunity to run a draft. But I will say this, though. Jeff Lurie will always take the high road when it comes to, like, his players, his quarterbacks, especially his quarterbacks. It goes all the way back to the times when he went out and made the deal to go get Michael Vick. You know, if he believes in a guy, you know, howing them probably as, and I was talking to Gang of Seven around the league about that same information.
Okay.
They're not doubting at all that Howie is having that apprehension.
Yeah.
People in the organization. Jeff Lurie has got to put on the oh no, this is our guy. This is our guy. That's his job.
Yeah.
But deep down inside, Gang of Seven believes there's this, some smoke there.
This team is too smart, I think, to give Jalen Hurts $45 million a year. I said it. You know, I think what they're going to do is they're going to lowball him. He's not going to sign. They're going to draft a quarterback and tell the media we had to, just in case we can't come to a deal with our awesome quarterback, that he's going to play out his final year and we'll go sign somewhere else.
No fifth-year option there, by the way, because a second-round pick.
So. Man, this would be really unprecedented. And we've seen the Eagles be at the, like, sort of pioneers in this, moving off of quarterbacks, drafting Jalen Hurts when no one thought they should in the second round. Whoa, what are you doing? And then we've seen how it's all unfolded. Go win a Super Bowl and then don't pay your quarterback. Now, I'm sure Baltimore looks and goes, gosh dang it, we paid Joe Flacco. Would we like to have that one back? Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But you won the Super Bowl. I think if, especially, like, that's the one thing, if we're going for silver lining, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, then maybe it's that much more likely that they do pay Jalen Hurts, and hopefully it handicaps them for the next 150 years.
When there's a power struggle like that, GM's like,
minimum,
eh,
brought us.
We're not going to do this. I think we can go ahead and spend that money elsewhere. Our team's good enough, we can find a quarterback. Owner's in love with said quarterback. How's that end up going between owner and GM? Would Jeffrey Lurie end up just winning out if he wants Jalen Hurts?
Not if Howie and them win another Super Bowl.
You know, why is Nick Foles not the quarterback then?
You know, I think that the thing about it was that's to me.
Because they gave him a statue instead.
Let's go.
No, I think that to me that's where the whole thing with Carson Wentz, I think Howie convinced Jeff Lurie that Carson Wentz, like, we need to move on.
Yeah.
But the thing about that with Howie, I kind of feel like, though, when you're looking at how his offense plays, scheme-wise, there are quarterbacks in college football that can play the scheme that they play in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So if you feel like you need to move on,
if
you feel like, we could get a guy.
Yeah.
We could draft somebody
to
take that spot.
Quarterbacks and their agents have done this to themselves, insisting – that if I'm sufficient, you should pay me like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
The market's about to correct, I think, over the next 5 years, and I think the Eagles are going to lead the charge in showing if you don't have Patrick Mahomes, you cannot pay any of these guys 20% of your salary cap and expect to be in there unless you're doing crazy gymnastics around, you know, to get other players in here. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up next. Alex Singleton, free agent linebacker, will follow that right here on your home of the Cowboys. Our coverage brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. WindowNation.com. Salute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, sir. It is time for the G-Bag of the Day. Alex Singleton coming up in 7 minutes. Segments brought to you by Window Nation and the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. Corey Majors from KNC Masterpiece sitting down with us. He's going to cast a vote here.
Let's go.
In this G-Bag of the Day. And then free agent linebacker Alex Singleton is set to join us as Lucius Alexander joins us from the Pimp Cup. And a good afternoon, sir.
Yo, good afternoon, fellas. How is everybody doing out there?
It's great. It's
Arizona.
It is fun here on day one for us. How's the Metroplex going?
It's fine. Now, what city are we in Arizona?
Phoenix. We're downtown Phoenix.
Okay, cool. All right, just want to make sure. Our winner is Sean from the RJ and Choppy Show. No, well, okay. if it wasn't Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got that Scottsdale plug.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, we'll make the drive.
Bro. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm with you. Treats like a king, bro.
So we'll see you at 7 o'clock. Perfect. Phoenix time.
Sean from the RJ and Choppy Show in the morning. This is what Sean likes, and he is our winner so far.
I love watching the virginity being taken of the young guys.
Jeez.
Mark.
Don't mark that.
Taking it all.
Don't know. I meant like radio new,
yep,
new
the young guys.
Yep. New. Yeah. Honestly, don't use that. That's no, like
please use it.
That's like Chris Hansen born. No.
That's
I'm
Chris Hansen. With
new radio experiences for Chia Follow and Walchuk.
Exactly.
Oh, Sean.
Whatever you want to call it.
He's been knocking on our door
whatever
all night.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever
very
you want
awkward.
To call it.
Back door.
You can change the name of it, but I know what it is, bro. I know what it is.
Now, do you guys feel like your virginity is gone? Your radio virginity is officially gone?
Yeah.
Or does will this
no, every
is
day,
it just the tip now with day one?
Every day, I think a cherry is going to be popped.
It was a full-fledger for me. That's why I brought a backup pair of undies.
There you go.
Just for today. Sorry, I don't need them for the rest of the week.
Hey, no, it's all great. My new favorite city councilman is Mr. Eric Mays in Flint, Michigan. Oh, man, this man is on fire. I think he's going through a disorderly conduct trial because how much fire he spits at these meetings.
Mm.
Yeah, but he's really that dude. He is him.
Gets the people fired up.
He gets the people fired up. He doesn't like adjectives being dropped about him. Don't describe him in adjectives unless they're totally honest.
What is your point?
What did you say? You're not going to allow me to do what? I mean, I'm trying to hear what you're saying.
Okay, I think that you can hear me just fine, but for the record, I said I will not allow you to gaslight this community.
Gaslight?
Yes, sir. I suggest you look it up.
Oh.
We will continue with this appeal.
We'll deal with this after the appeal. Watch yourself.
As a reminder on the appeal.
Because I can use adjectives.
Excuse me, Mr. Mays, you are out of order.
Don't use no more adjectives for me. You can shake your head all you want. You can turn red all you want. Leave me alone.
Point of order.
What's your point?
Mr. May stated that it's about to get funky in here, and I don't know what he's referring to.
Gaslighting and adjectives. It's going to get funky in here because I'm going to use a bunch of adjectives.
Okay.
I'm sitting here burnt to a crisp, and you think it's funny. You think it's cavalier. You wasted all that time to get two votes, and you talking about me gaslighting some. I don't like the adjectives. Those are catch words. To call me a fool.
Here, here.
That man's wild, bro.
It's about to get funky.
It's about to get funky in here. What does that mean, gaslighting?
I don't disagree with that guy.
Nah, neither do I, really. It's my guy. It's my guy right now. Let's see.
A lot of people still struggle with figuring out what gaslighting means. Like, just
I do.
Exactly, I mean, it's so old, right?
Yeah.
It's like a movie from the 20s with the gaslight in it or something.
That's where you take the lighter and you light your fart, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, Lloyd Christmas style. Yeah. That's a great party trick, man.
The Bunsen burner.
Been a big fan of it for years.
Great series on Starz, too, by the way, called Gaslighting. Great series.
Ooh, okay.
Fantastic. Sean Penn is in the movie. You wouldn't even realize Sean Penn is in the movie unless you look at the credits. Whole time you're watching Sean Penn, though. It's amazing.
Walchuk loves Sean Penn and Milk.
I'm Harvey Milk, and I'm here to fight for you.
Crazy film.
I liked it, too, bro. Let's see. How about David Benvenides?
Okay.
David Benvenides is a fighter. He's fighting Caleb Plant in March. There has a press conference last week about this situation. Benvenides reads his diss for Caleb Plant from his phone. And the whole internet is roasting him for, like, reading it from his phone. Because, like, why can't you just freestyle it off the top of your dome? You're not mad at him. Why'd you write something down? And I remember people getting mad at Drake back in the day for freestyling a rap. And he had his phone in his hand. And he was reading from it. People got mad at him. But now everybody does it. Anyway, here's Benvenides taking shots at Caleb Plant. But he read it off his phone. I mean, he wrote it the day before.
There's been a lot of shit talking going back and forth. But on March 25th, I get to put hands on Caleb Plant. And trust me when I say, I'm going to beat the fucking living shit out of you. I'm going to beat the living shit out you. Yo, yeah, and then when you're in the fucking ground bleeding from your fucking mouth, you're going to realize how to respect a real fucking monster. That's real. What? I'm scared because I'm
David, leave him alone. He's about to cry.
This dude, man, he has 13 knockouts. He thinks just because he knocked Anthony Durrell out, that's supposed to be something to me. I beat the shit out of Anthony Durrell when I was 23 years old. I was champion before you. I got 3 fucking belts right now. Man, I'm what you want to fucking be. You a fucking chump. You ain't nothing. And watch, March 25th, mark my words, I'm going to put this motherfucker in the hospital.
Right.
And he had to type that out.
Can you imagine what the rough draft looked like?
It's amazing because Lucius had to bleep that thing about 36 times.
So, oh yeah,
he had to. You had to type all that out?
Very well thought out.
I think that was the rough draft.
Yeah.
He might be one of those fighters that when he tries to do the impromptu trash talk, it really backfires.
Yeah.
So, you know, he might have watched that one we ran a couple of weeks ago that was brutally awkward. He's like, I can't do it, man. They're like, well, you got to do it if you want to sell the fight. He's like, well, let me write something down then. Bet. It's on.
Pull a pen on paper.
Hilarious. Is your boy there yet? We have a company yet? Okay, all right. Let me slide this one through. LeGarrette Blunt was on KMC earlier.
LeGarrette was great.
Yeah. He was awesome. And he was talking about the Brady retirement video, right?
Yeah.
Corey?
Well, I'm sorry. One second.
He was talking about the Brady retirement video.
Oh yeah. So you know they're doing the sand. You know the sand up for eBay auction.
There we go.
With Tom Brady, and he was like, "Hey, I got some thoughts about that."
Doing the sand.
He has thoughts about it.
I don't know what happened, but it's not on there anymore.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen the one that was up. I seen the one that the bid got up to $100,000. Now, does eBay let him sell that?
Maybe they're saying no.
Or does eBay say, nah, because we can't confirm if this is the real Brady ass sand.
I think they pulled it because of that.
Is this really Brady's ass sand?
Yeah, nobody knows. How would one confirm that, I wonder? All right.
He just has to scrape it right off his butt.
That's a good point.
Let me get this. Come on, cuz. What are we doing?
Hey, Alex just walked over, Lucius, so we're going to get this vote in. LeGarrette Blunt on Brady's retirement video. David Benavidez taking shots while reading. Eric Mays, Flint, Michigan City Councilman. Sharif loves watching stuff get taken. Majors, cast the first vote.
I lost my virginity to my wife.
Okay. 1-0?
Yeah.
All right. What?
I mean, that's the truth. I'm with her today, so yeah, I mean, right on, for you brothers. Guys.
The truth teller, so that's my guy.
It's a special connection.
Good stuff.
Was Sean there?
Wolchuk?
I'm also going to go for Sean and Corey's wife.
Okay, we're a 2-0 brought us.
The Honorable Eric Mays, please.
Honorable Eric Shots Mays, it's 2-1. Chiafalo?
Yeah, Corey's wife for sure.
Love you, Corey.
Hold on, that wasn't the way that I was supposed
one.
To go.
That was amazing.
Lucius?
Eric Mays.
Okay, I'm going to vote for him. Let the Tolos decide.
All right.
Is it Sharif or is it Eric Mays, the Flint, Michigan City Councilman? Jump on to at GBag Nation. Thank you so much, Corey. It's great to see you as always. Let's party tonight.
Let's party tonight, Corey.
Let's party, Corey.
KNC Masterpiece, 10-2 weekdays right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can we get Alex Singleton now, Tim? I'm going to create this Insta poll. Who is your G-bag of the day? Can we get Alex now? All right. Who is your G-bag of the day? Let me see if I can get this in right here while Alex walks over to us. Is it Sean? Who's the other guy? Who's our other nominee? Sean
Eric Mays.
The city councilman. Okay.
Spitting that hot fire.
City councilman here. The poll is going up on at G-Bag Nation. This next guest who's joining us live on Radio Row, we've seen a lot of great former players so far. We're being joined now by one of the top free agents in the NFL coming up in March, coming off the best season of his career, and he's already had a heck of a career. 120 tackles or more in each of the last three seasons, put up 163 for the Broncos this year. Alex Singleton out of Montana State University sitting down with us now here on your home of the Cowboys. How the hell are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. All these tackles, man. What's it take? What's it take to be there every time?
Oh, man. Yeah, preparation. You know, the coaches started, you know, Monday, Tuesday, getting the game plan in. And then I just think, you know, studying it, knowing what to do, and just getting to the ball. I think, you know, I learned that when I was 7 or 8 years old. I think my dad's screaming it at me from across, you know, from the sideline every play. Just get to the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and I still hear that. And I think it's the, you know, being undrafted, having to play in Canada a little bit. It's kind of, you know, never left, like. If you're playing defense, the one thing you need to do is stop a guy from scoring a touchdown is taking him to the ground. So I think that's something that's always stuck with me.
So does that happen when the ball is snapped, or does that happen throughout the week? Like, do you know what the play is going to be on their alignment, and you're thinking it's mm-hmm. coming here, and so you're a half step ahead of others in your situation?
Yeah, I think, yeah, both. It's kind of, you know, in a game, you know, it's a copycat league, so I think a lot of teams will do certain things against certain defenses. So you might not have seen it during the week in your preparation. It's just like, oh, I've seen this one before. Here we go. Or it's, they're lined up in, you know, whatever, trip slot, you know, gun far, gun near, whatever. They only run these three plays out of this. All right, let's, you know, cheat one way or the other and make the best.
So the Eagles, if they still had you, would have been insane. Like, you know, how'd they let you go? And are you happy for your former team there and your friends, or do you resent it?
Yeah, you know, we were moving in separate directions, and so I think, you know, it was good for me in my career to leave, but I am – super happy for them. I think what they've done this year, it's special. You know, they kind of took care of business, you know, most of the season. You know, their only real hiccup was in Dallas, really, and that was, you know, not with Jalen. And so, yeah, they're ready to, you know, win. They got the team to win. They got the O-line to win, the D-line, you know, I think the offense. I don't think there's a guy that wasn't a top five player at their position. So I think that single-handedly should almost win you a Super Bowl. Defensively, I don't know if there was a guy outside the top five. It's really special what they've been able to do this season, and I'm just really excited for them.
Now they're loaded. Now for you, it seemed like you've been building to this. We got to talk with you last year with the Special Olympics as well leading up to this. So this was a breakout year. It seemed like everything just kind of fell into place. What did something click for you, or was it the defense? I know as a whole, your defense was outstanding there in Denver.
Yeah, and that was why I was so excited to go to Denver. You know, that defense has been a top five defense, you know, for as long as I've been in the league, and their offenses have never really been there, you know. And I think, you know, obviously this year everyone expected it to be a little different, you know, with our outcome of the season, but the defense never changed. And it was something that, you know, when I walked in, it was like, yo, what's up, Alex? And like being completely invited in, it was really, really special, and you could feel it from day one. And yeah, I think just, you know, being in that system, it's kind of like the Eagles defense, you know, the system altogether. And, you know, I think I fit right in and played a part. And, you know, with the other 10 guys, with how good they already were, it was easy to, you know, find my place there.
Sure, the Broncos would love to have you back, but, I mean, the Cowboys could use some linebacker help. We are the home of the Cowboys. What would you think about playing for Dan Quinn with Micah Parsons?
Yeah, it would definitely not be a bad place to go. And, you know, they do spend a lot of time in Oxnard, and I'm from Thousand Oaks.
Yes.
So
there you go.
You know, about a 10-minute drive. I grew up, yeah, we used to go down, and I would sit there and go, man, I want to be that one day. I just don't know if there's an actual chance. And, you know, now that I am, you know, it's really special. Yeah, it would definitely be cool to do even a training camp in Oxnard.
I'll tell
special.
You what, I've seen you play a bunch, and if I was your agent, I would sell you to an L.A. team because you kill the Chargers. You know, if I'm watching tape for the Chargers right now, I'm sitting here going, we got to get this guy. He had 41 tackles against us this year. So, I mean, as the Cowboys, if any of our buddies in the Dallas, listen, Will McClay and you guys, watch this guy play against the Chargers, and you pay him anything he wants.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right there. But yeah, that was. But you mentioned though, is to me when you play, I mean, you're just so active and all that though. And you mentioned the reading stuff like that. the players, do you find players don't study near enough for these games? I mean, I'm sure you go home, you know, you're tired, but you plop down your iPad and you start looking at tape and stuff. Do you ever wonder, like, man, I'm busting my ass. I wonder if everybody else is busting their ass, too.
Yeah, and that, I mean, but that's any profession. You know, when you go to work, everyone is like, oh, is that guy pulling his own weight? Yeah. Or is that? And I think ours is obviously just on a bigger scale. Everyone notices week in and week out. And, yeah, you know, you wonder, but it's a team sport, so you're hoping everyone's doing it. And you hope, you know, when you ask the guy, hey, do you remember this? And, you know, if they say yes or no, or, you know, if they're
they
like,
they get that
Whoa.
Weird look in their face, I don't think this guy's studying very much.
Well, and you could always tell. So on Fridays or Saturdays, coaches will play like a whole game of a team. And you can tell, you know, by the time, you know, I've seen the play four or five times, or if their coaches have shown them, but the guys in the room will go like, ooh, and you're like, wait, you haven't seen that yet?
that's a tough. You're telling on yourself.
Yeah, you want to.
You know, watching the Chiefs.
Pro tip right there.
Yeah, so never get excited in a football meeting on a Friday if you haven't seen the play yet.
Wow, that is wisdom.
Yeah, and so you play for the Broncos, playing Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Is that far and away unlike anything you've ever experienced in terms of playing a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, he's just different. You know, this year, the play that he threw to McKinnon, he was about to get sacked, and he just flipped it over his head. And because I'm running with Kelsey, you know, on a scramble drill, and we're kind of talking, you know, because I was with the Eagles, so we were just having, like, a conversation way away from the play. And all of a sudden, you just see the ball kind of just get flicked over his head, and you're like, okay. Well, in my head, I'm like, that's going out of bounds. And Kelsey starts taking off, and I'm like, oh, why is he running? They're not. That's not. And all of a sudden, you know, McKinnon catches it, and it's like a 57-yard touchdown on, you know, 4th and 3, I think it was. And it was just like, you know, this is something stupid. It's special. It's really, you know, it's a special quarterback, and you know, it's cool to have in this league.
Do you have an idea who's going to win? Do you have a good idea? Strong pick?
You know, I got to roll with the Eagles. I was there for 3 years. I want my boys to win. It'd be really special, and I can't go with the division rival right now.
Well, is that just an emotional pick, or is that what the script said?
Yeah. Yeah, when I got the 2022 script, they didn't put, you know, we didn't make it that far. So.
You're like, what, Russell Wilson, 14 touchdowns?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, right? Yeah. It's the, you know, the bathroom thing that people talk about.
Oh, you got to ask your question.
That's my window, bro.
Yeah, there you
Here
go.
We go. We were monitoring that all year. Were you surprised to find out that he had 12 bathrooms in his house?
No, he's married to Sierra. I figured they would have more than that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Did you use the facilities at any point during maybe a birthday party or something?
No. His birthday party wasn't at his house. It was at a really nice restaurant, though.
Okay,
so,
very cool. Good.
No,
very
I
good.
Haven't. The offense was there all the time, you know. Defense, we didn't get invited, you know.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, though, you guys played badass defense this year. Was there a level of – did you ever get frustrated as a unit, you know, like – man, we're holding these guys to nothing. I always wonder that about players, and so I'm here, I'm asking all these, like, negative questions. I'm sorry about that. But I just wonder, though, you guys playing such great defense, and if you could just get one more touchdown, you guys win a lot more games.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say it's frustration because we see them during the week. We see them during camp, and we're like, you know they have it. So every time you're coming off, you're like, hey, guys, you know, go get it.
Yeah.
And when you're not seeing it, you're just like, you know, you're just wondering. It's more wondering like, oh, when is it going to happen? Because we thought eventually, you know, every week it was like, it's going to click and we're going to take care of this game. But then there was multiple games where, you know, it was 6-3 and we were winning in the fourth quarter where, you know, as a defense, if we just made one more stop, we win that game 6-3. So it was, you know, when you looked at the final season stats, it was as much on us in those situations as, you know, kind of them, you know, obviously if they just score more, we win more. That's, you
man,
know,
you're giving up 12 points a game.
He's a good teammate, man, right?
He is a great teammate because, I would be hacked.
That's a Super Bowl defense right there is what that is.
He played on one. He sure did. Yeah.
Alex Singleton here, free agent linebacker now. Last year with the Broncos, 163 tackles. You're here with the Special Olympics, and you have a +1 with you, right? Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah. I'm here with Monteith Briggs. You know, he's from Arizona, a Special Olympics participant from Arizona. Monteith, you want to tell him what sports you're playing? Oh,
Tim, we got to get this mic on.
Yep. You there?
Here we go.
Yep. Go ahead, sir.
You do all sports. I'm mostly a football guy, you know.
Yeah, baby.
Soccer, we went to state. We're going to state. And badminton, I went to state. I suck at it, though, but.
Self-awareness, baby. I love it.
You good at football, though?
Yes.
What's your favorite position, or what position do you play?
Wide receivers and safety.
Wide receiver and safety.
There we go.
You can run a little bit, huh? You pretty fast?
Yes.
Okay. How many touchdowns you get this season?
This season I'm playing quarterback. So.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yes.
And how do you like that?
I like it. I mean, I played before. It was pretty nice.
Okay. How would you describe your quarterback game? Are you like are you a pocket passer? Or are we breaking out of the pocket, scrambling for some first downs?
I don't over scramble. I just scramble when I need to.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
It's the new game.
So
right
when, what's your next big game, and how can people in Dallas find out more about what you guys have going on?
My next big game is on Friday at the Avondale Sports Complex.
Let's go.
It's pretty nice. It's a big game. I believe we go against Buckeye.
And what happens if you win the game?
We win the game. It increases our chances of going to state.
Oh, there you go. That's great.
Well, good luck to you, man.
Yeah, well, best of luck to both of you guys. It's been great getting to know you, Alex. Hopefully we see you in Dallas here in about 3 months.
Yeah, we don't want to play against this guy. Yeah, we don't want to play against him. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, just don't come to the NFC.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Please. Stay away.
Thank you so much, though. And best of luck to you. Congratulations on your success. It's the Buckeyes on Friday, right, sir? Tear them up. All right. Thank you guys so much. Special Olympics. Find out more about that online. Okay, when we come back, it's going to be time for Krusty's Corner, and where are we going with that today, sir?
I've got some Super Bowl questions, my guys. We'll do that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. We're live on Radio Row, brought to you by Rally House, your home for officially licensed NFL gear, your city, your house, Rally House. Chop sitting down with us.
Yeah.
One third of the Sean, RJ, and Bobby show, 5:30 to 10 weekday mornings here on The Fan. NFL execs predictions for the offseason coming up at the top of the hour. Here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that. Chops, good to have you here, man.
Thanks for having me over.
I'll tell you, I got some questions for you guys I need answered. And Choppy, I'll start with you on this one because I think you'll give me a good opinion.
Oh,
I really, really
thank
do.
You. That's rare.
He's lying already. No, not at all. Phoenix has a downtown baseball and basketball setup. Give me your best sports combo for sports downtown.
Oh, like arenas and stuff downtown? Do we count Phillies as downtown?
Count, like, it's football. Count your sports, your best sports combos. Football, basketball, hockey, basketball.
Like, whatever. Do you want to have the ballpark and the arena downtown?
You're picking two to be downtown?
You're picking two to be downtown.
Okay.
Baseball and the NBA, NHL arena.
Yeah.
Because they're every night. You know, like, you ever been to Wrigley? Like, you just walk by, it's like a party, and, oh.
I told the story about
let's go to the game, man.
I didn't want to go to Wrigley,
Or Fenway, right? It's a little walking by. Let's go to the game. It's like, because those are walk-up. You know, you're not sold out. They're walk-up crowds. So give me the basketball, hockey, / baseball downtown.
How about you there?
Give me NBA and MLS soccer, okay?
Ooh.
Soccer's a pub sport, okay? You go into the pub. Football, I need to go tailgate. Okay.
Need room.
Baseball, man. I want basketball downtown though as well, especially you know late at night you're looking to
but
go
soccer,
out to
you
eat.
Want
yeah.
soccer as part of your venue.
Yeah.
How about you, Zachary?
I think I'd want my NFL stadium. I hear what you're saying. You do want room to tailgate, but I'm just such a big NFL guy. That's my ideal scene.
Yeah.
And then your NBA/NHL arena, which you can have two in one. So I think that would be the best setup. I mean, I want my baseball stadium there too, but if I could only pick two, it would be NBA/NHL and then my football stadium.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I want all my spots to be downtown. I think it's really, really cool, but I would go basketball and baseball.
I think I'd go football and basketball, but I like the combo with the hockey arena. Throw that in there too. I do like that one. All right. I'll ask you this one, Eric. If we could get one.
He looked at you. He couldn't think of your name.
That's right.
No, no, no. I was just looking down.
We're like his three sons.
No, no. I was looking down at my notes. And
Carter?
It happens a lot more than you think.
Bobby.
Okay, yeah. Eric. Eric, if we could get one guest from the Chiefs or the Eagles for a one-on-one interview, who would you choose?
Ooh, that is a really good question. I think I want Andy Reid, man.
Dang it, I was going to say Andy Reid. Take it back.
You can have Andy Reid. I'll take Travis Kelce. And maybe I'll go with the Kelce bros.
No, you take Andy Reid.
You get one guest. You get one.
Oh, I just get one. I just get one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with – I'll go with Travis Kelce. I'll go with Travis Kelce.
You don't want Andy?
Well, you just took Andy from me. Fine, I'll take Andy. Well, Chuck, you're bleeped now. You don't get Andy.
I'm taking Mahomes, and I want to talk to him about his voice and see if we can all try and do the Mahomes voice.
Yeah.
But I think Pat would be awesome.
Choppy?
I'm taking Nick Sirianni because Sean and Bobby can't stand him, and I love him.
Oh, that'd be great.
Would you dominate the interview?
No, for those two to be forced to be cordial to him, I think would be amazing.
Are you nervous for the Orlovsky interview?
No, but Tim is.
I want the most electrifying player for either team. I'm going with Pacheco. I want to learn more about this Pacheco guy. I like him.
I like that, man. That's what my mother-in-law calls me.
Maybe we should have Howie Roseman, actually, and get him to figure out, like, how would he put the Cowboys together.
Oh, that'd be a great guest.
Howie would be a good guest.
Wow,
that would
amazing.
Be a really good guest.
Forget Pacheco. I want to talk to Howie.
Okay, Gavin.
Yep.
What's the best money you've spent so far on this trip?
The water bottle that I bought at Love Field, it drives me crazy. I need to drink something like every 10, 15 minutes or I start to get thirsty. So you check in, you get rid of your water in your jug that you're taking, you hit the store, you fill it. That was a $4.95 16-ounce water, but I loved every damn ounce of it on that flight.
Choppy.
Bobby rented a car, so I'm going to say it's his money that was the best way because I was able to find a gym today and go to it. Yeah.
Without me?
And a Sporta. It's an Sporta.
You're a bleep hole, bro.
Three-day free pass.
I was wondering why you came in here looking like you had a little pump going on.
Yeah, it was chest day.
It was chest day, wasn't it?
Your chest was looking big.
Thank you.
I'm jealous. I had Whataburger right before we took off from Love Field. Little taste of Tejas right before we got to Arizona. For me, I think that's the only thing I've purchased. Well, actually, I got the Celsius. And I haven't drinking the Celsius yet, but that will be second in line for the best thing I've purchased.
Probably the condoms I got for Eric so he can practice safe sex with his wife.
I didn't know you were going to go there.
I didn't either, man.
I'm going to say it's the $8 Wi-Fi on the plane.
Oh, very good call.
Yeah. Right. Goodbye.
You watched Josh Green last night? Jaden Hardy?
You know what? I was watching hockey. Because it was a
Stars
was,
wanted
was,
a shootout. Was,
a shootout.
Yeah, I was watching the
that was our worst purchase. That, we bought the $8 Wi-Fi and it didn't work.
That was it.
That's ridiculous.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate
I think Walchuk's best purchase should have been the vodka he got on the plane that he didn't actually have to pay for. I guess he got out scot free on
got
that
some
one.
Free deep eddies.
Nice yeah.
Job. Nice job, guys. Thank you, Broadus, and thank you, RJ Choppy, 5:30 to 10 weekday mornings. You can hang out as long as you want. We have NFL execs predictions for the offseason with Wolchuk coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.